Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us. Happy New Year to everyone. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And our show is on 2 days a week. We are on Fridays, and are we staying with Sundays or Wednesdays? We're still
Tuesdays.
You can follow our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. If you have any questions, comments, or insight, or positive feedback, we'd love to hear you. You can email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. And you can also reach Beth at 651-900-4136 if you'd like to set up an individual session or a group session or a corporate session for readings and energy work. And Marie at 651-303-0555 for the same thing. You can also, if you've missed our shows, go in and download through the podcast using iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And if you are on Facebook, please go into Divine Goddess Radio and like our page. And I'm trying to think if we need to talk about anything else. Other than that, everybody, Beth is happy and healthy. Marie is still coming out of at the final tail end of the muck and the yuck that has been going. Everybody's been in this, but thank God there's a light at the end of my tunnel. It lasted 2 weeks. So welcome to Phone In Friday.
Yeah, and welcome. And you know, we decided to do things a little bit differently this year. We wanted to make it a little more new and shake things up and bring a fresh approach to the show, just to keep ourselves refreshed, so to speak. So Fridays, just because of schedules, we bumped back this show to 1 o'clock, and we're going to let it run. If it needs to run to an hour and a half, it can run to an hour and a half so that we're not rushed like we have been, and hopefully get more callers in. And then we're also, instead of our Sunday show, is going to be doing Tuesday night at 7 p.m., and it's going to be every other week. And so we're deciding what we're going to do for our first Tuesday show. And if you have any ideas or if you have any suggestions of any kind of shows that you would like us to do, feel free to email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. You know, we did last year, we did a lot of different subjects and a lot of different topics, and I think we did a really good broad range of general things,
mm-hmm.
And so now we want to kind of push that a little bit further, and so we'll be thinking about what to do for our, like I said, for our first show.
Exactly, and then we have some new things that we're going to be trying out, and please go on to our Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio, and we're going to update you on things that we have coming up. So here, and I think it's safe to say that for those of you who are looking at what you want to do next or what you need to do next for your business, give Marie and I a little chitty-chat because we are looking at different venues with our show also.
Mm-hmm.
I won't get into great details on the air, but if you're interested or I've piqued your interest going, what does she mean by that? Again, email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com or get onto our Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio. So,
yeah, and also if you're local, we're going to be starting a networking group too once a month where we're going to sit down and anybody wanting to do who's into possibly thinking about doing a spiritual-based business. We decided to put this group together so we could all kind of bounce ideas off of each other and also give support for any, anybody who might be feeling the energies or not, you know, might be stuck in the muck and yuck and needs that support. We thought that would be a good idea to get a group together so we could actually meet and then help each other out.
And our first meeting is January 15th at 2 o'clock at the Caribou Inn. At 3 o'clock. At the Caribou in Blaine.
Yes.
So if you're wanting more details on that, give us a little information, give us a little
shout out,
email, or on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So we've got a couple different things coming up, and then we're going to sit down and discuss some more stuff. So,
So hopefully this will be a really good year for Divine Goddess Radio, and we'll be moving up, and We plan to go to more expos and meet people around the country.
It'll
be really fun.
Oh, yeah. It's a blast. It's going to be a great year.
It's going to be a
great
year.
And you'll be able to say you were a part of it.
Yeah.
You're a part of it.
Excellent. So do you want to just jump in with our callers?
Oh, we've got callers there. Okay. Yes, let's do it.
Let's jump in. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lynette from D.C.
Hello, Lynette from D.C. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Very good. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question. Are you guys doing readings?
Mm-hmm. We are. You can ask a question.
Okay, I wanted to know if you're picking up from Spirit a change in residence for me. And the reason that I'm asking this is because getting readings from other callers, they're picking up a move. However, I just moved into my home in 2012, so I don't plan on moving anytime soon. But if there's some energies around me that I can be aware of now, then maybe I can divert whatever it is that's happening.
I'm hearing, the first thing that I'm hearing, this is Beth talking, is that you're moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's moving forward. And sometimes we're going, oh, my God, I'm moving. I just got settled. It's like, no, you're moving forward onto your path.
Yep.
It's going to be more doors are going to be presented to you, opportunities. So make sure that you're in alignment with them and that you notice when they're doors of opportunity. Because you want to act on them quick and you want to act on them fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I heard right away, I heard spiritual move, not physical move.
Yes, it's not physical move.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be, if you're feeling a physical move, it could be like if you haven't been doing movement with your body, exercise, whatever you need to title it as, your body's wanting more of that. So it's like there's this new fresh energy coming in, and it just has to do with getting the last remaining stuck, stale, and stagnant energies out of the way, but it's not a literally to where you're moving from your physical house, no.
Okay. Well, that makes sense then. Because one of my resolutions, I don't even like calling them resolutions, but one of the things that I'm making a more conscious effort in doing is getting out of my own way.
Yes.
I ask Spirit to let me know when doors are opening that I need to be aware of so I can walk through them.
Just so you know,
oh,
your guys right
now
are clapping their hands saying, she gets it, she gets it, she gets it. So you see, it's getting out of your own
great.
Way, and just saying that out loud makes it very powerful.
Okay, great.
Well, cool for you with that.
Oh, thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
Welcome.
Bye.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Suzanne, Long Island, and my question is about love life. Do you see the person I like, if it going any further, or am I meeting someone new for a permanent relationship?
I love it. She's getting right to the point. I love it. Let's see here. And it was Suzanne?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yep.
Going in the right direction.
But I'm hearing someone new.
You're finishing out, if you're with somebody right now, there's something that needs to be finished out, but it's going in the right direction to where it might be bringing you into the next person. I'm not picking up on the next person. That's Marie who said that she was picking up on something else. So, but God bless America, are you in a good place? You're very open for it, very open for it. It's coming very soon. So I don't know if it's the current relationship is going to be shifting into a new way of being before this person is on the same board, is to where you guys are on the same page energetically. It doesn't feel like there's that big of a holdup. And to where maybe, I don't know, I'm just putting that out there, maybe this is why Marie might be picking up that it's a new person, because it might be this person is finishing up their old way of how they perceive things. It's a new perspective. I don't know. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, I had to say that also. So, but the individual who's currently in your life is finishing up some old ways of being, and I'm not quite sure because I'm asking, well, what do you mean by that? Give me a little more detail. But they're not giving me more detail on that. I don't know, Marie, are you picking up on anything else with that?
I'm hearing that the person you're with right now is finishing up stuff, but it's also helping you to finish up stuff for on your own as well, and that someone new will be coming in, and that'll be the one that will be the relationship for you.
Do you know when and what they'll be like at all?
I'm hearing down the road within 6 months.
Oh, wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, but you need that time to finish up whatever you need to get resolved, because both the person you're with right now, you both are finishing up old stuff, and that's going to help you then propel onto that next, onto the new person.
What do you mean, like he's going to break up or something? Or?
Well, you're basically both finishing out whatever contracts you had with each other, and then the lessons that you learn from that will be invaluable for your next relationship.
And just remember, free will is everything.
Yes.
If you're going, no, I'm not giving it up, just remember that can come in toward the next person if there's supposed to be another one. It can prevent them from coming in. So just keep an open mind. Don't plan it. Just let it fall.
Right.
Fall into place. Let it be the way it needs to be, not the way you want it to look, if that makes sense to you. There's
okay.
a person who's going to be in your life, whether it's this current person who's going to stay or whether it's a new person. You have to trust the process, because every step that you're encountering is preparing you for the next step on many different journeys, not just physical. It's, you know, spiritual. It's etheric. So, I mean, because there's a lesson to everything, a lesson for everything.
You know when, what it'll be like at all, anything about him?
I'm seeing dark hair. As a matter of fact, where I can even say black, not just dark hair. I'm seeing black hair.
And like, you know, like how tall or what age or anything at all?
I'm hearing 6'2". I don't know why I'm hearing 32, no idea. I don't know physically if the chronologically he's going to be 32 or if he's going to be just that's where he's at, the mindset of a 32-year-old. I'm not quite sure, and there's a reason I'm laughing with that. So it's like, so don't be stuck on the age and, you know, Beth said he's going to be 6'2", 32, dark hair, parted on the side. It's just like keep an open mind to it. Keep an open mind to it, but he's going to be tall.
If you see blue eyes, I'll go, oh, my God.
He's not showing me his eyes. He's showing me the top of his head. But there's humor. This individual, whoever, I don't know if it's your current one or the one that will be coming into your life, has a great sense of humor. And his energy is, and so I'm going, oh, maybe he is a fun-loving little 32-year-old. I don't know, but his energy is very, very light. Very light, so...
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck.
And
he's
real quick,
6 months.
Do you see anything with my son going on?
Pardon me?
Do you see anything with my son going on? My son?
I'm not picking up anything. Other than he's struggling. Is he struggling with something?
Yeah. He used to live with me. Now he lives with his dad. I was hoping he'd come back to live with me. He's only 12.
Oh, there's some stuff going on there. A lot of stuff going on, and it has to do with dad.
Yeah, I know.
Is dad the one? Dad's preventing. I mean, that, you know, we're trying to keep it to one question, and this one
could
be a lot longer. But there's dad that's involved there.
Yeah.
But that could be part of. Just so you know. What could be affecting relationship stuff that you're finishing up because of your past relationship with that individual, just so you know, because now that makes sense. When Marie said you have to work on some stuff, and whether you're consciously or subconsciously aware of it, that's the piece. There's a big piece with that, so you can move on to the next step. So make sure you
have
peace
of
mind with it.
I like now would want a committed relationship, but I don't know if he does or not, so...
Well, good conversation to have, isn't it? To bring it to that next step, and that then you have your clarity.
True.
You know? Well, good luck to you.
Yeah.
Good luck to
good
you.
Luck.
Have a great 2014.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, and get to our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, ladies. This is Annette calling from Boston. How are you?
We're
very good.
How are you?
Good. Good. Thank you. My question is, in regards to an acquaintance, and that's all that we are. We're just an acquaintance. I went out to breakfast with this gentleman, and he's a very nice gentleman, and there's nothing romantic or sexually that I feel towards this individual. He's a nice guy. But when I have gotten a reading in regards to romance, and the question of this gentleman comes up, that I should keep an open mind to him around romance, but I'm not attracted to him, and I feel guilty.
Well, let that go, girl. Let that go.
Okay.
What are you feeling guilty for? Whether you're attracted or not, I mean, you don't have to justify it.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
You don't have to justify it. It's okay. That's just because you're not attracted, that doesn't mean that he's not a good person.
Right.
And it's not something for you to have to feel bad about. So just you need to let that go.
Okay. Because usually when I ask the question on love, it's, you know, I'm feeling guilty that I should be open to being romantic towards him in expanding my mind. I can expand my mind, but I'm not attracted to him. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
so
you
feel
guilty.
I feel like, okay, maybe, you know, does this mean that the opportunity for love to come into my life, I'm closing the door on it because I'm not attracted to him in that way?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
Nope. Not at all.
Okay.
But all I'm hearing with that is just keep a very open mind. What they mean by that, I'm not quite sure. That's not sitting here saying, but keep an open mind in that. It's just like, just keep a very open mind. Don't go into that judgment of feeling guilty.
Okay.
Because that guilt is just judgment. That's all it is. So
okay.
Be able to recognize that and let that go.
Okay. Judgment in the fact that I'm not attracted to him in
like,
a romantic, even sexual way?
Guilt is just another form of judgment. That's all it is. I'm feeling guilty because I'm not attracted. Here I have this nice individual who's presented to me. And then you go off and you have this conversation in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And the universe is going, what is she getting so worked up over it for? When all it is is we're presenting an opportunity here, and it could be an opportunity for a friendship, and that's all it is.
Right.
But here you have this whole visualization of going, oh, my God, I don't see myself. And it's like they're going, you know, just sit down, relax.
But see,
you know what
I
I'm saying?
I saw him just as a really nice gentleman and you know, we had breakfast together, and it's nice. But it's like when I've had readings in regards to love, and the question comes up, have you met anyone new recently? And I would say yes. And then I said, but he's just an acquaintance, a friend. Well, don't be so quick to turn him away. But I'm not attracted to him. I don't feel that spark towards him. I see him just as a friend. Well, you never know. And then it goes into this long drag out thing, and I'm like, why can't it just be that I see him as a friend? And why do I have to keep the door to romance open to this?
Well, you know, here's part of maybe of what others are meaning by it. I'm just reading into it, plus also just because of who I am. What if they're just sitting here saying that so you open up your mind to where, like, some of us have our certain way of, this is what I want him to look like, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, we can have, and I'm not saying that you have a closed mind. I'm saying this for as much myself as the next person, to where we have a set mind of what we want him to look like. And then if this person comes in, has a great personality, but we're going, still doesn't look like the package that I'm wanting, we can close down opportunities of individuals who have this greatness within them because we have this certain image of what it is that we want. You know what I'm saying? To where it might be to where they're not, they're just saying rhetorically, don't close your mind down to it because you might want him to look a certain way or
but
to be a certain way.
But my mind's not closed down to it. I'm just not attracted to this individual. He's a great guy. We have fun together. But for me, romantically, my mind's not closed down, because if my mind was closed down, I would have never had lunch with him and never saw him as a friend or even spend time with him. Actually, my mind has opened up to it, because I never would have done that, because it's like, you know, I'm not attracted to you, so I'm not going to have lunch with you. And that's not how it was.
That's exactly how you open yourself up to the process of meeting someone. You keep yourself open, and if someone is nice and you say, well, let me give this person a try, you try them, the spark isn't there, then you know for sure, okay, I've kept myself open, I've kept an open mind in regards to this person, but he's
but
not
I
the
like
one
him as a person.
Me.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I like him I like him as a person. I feel comfortable with him. Mm-hmm. We have fun. And it's nice to have that type of relationship where it's not sexual. It's not romantic, but it's someone that you can sit and just talk about life with.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that, so don't feel guilty.
Hey, and I just want to bring this to your attention, and I'm not saying this to stir the pot or anything, but I don't know if you're aware, and Marie may not agree with this, but when you were talking about this, you could tell that it was triggering something within you, because I was feeling the energy in your solar plexus. There was some defensiveness that was coming out, and I'm going, all it is about for you to be able to explore that piece of what is it triggering within you and why, so you can let it go, so you're aware of it.
Oh, you're absolutely right, because I feel it.
You're
spot on. It's because
so you're ready to let it go. Obviously, if you brought it to the attention of us, then to say,
I am, because it's like, why do I feel the need? Because I've always felt that. You're good. You're good that you picked up on that, because that's exactly what's going on now.
Yeah.
It's because I've always felt that I had to always do what I didn't want to do.
Yes, there you
whether
go,
it was, whether it was jobs or whether it was relationships, whether it was anything. Wow, it was bringing me back to my ex-husband.
Yeah, but do you see there's a piece that you weren't even aware of until you finally said it out loud. I brought it to your attention. So here's a piece that you thought was over and it was done with, but it was all it is was a trigger to let you know you still have that energy within you that you need to let it go, because that's the past. It's over and it's done with. So look at the gift that he gave you when you didn't even realize it. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's so true. Because I've always found myself doing things that I didn't want to do.
Yep. There
always
you go.
Having relationships with people that I didn't want to be around. Being
there
around people that I didn't want to be around.
There you go.
Yep.
And
oh,
I feel myself
hallelujah.
Doing that now,
yep.
even with this
yep.
gentleman. It's like
yep.
we had breakfast. It was great. But because I could feel him pulling at me. I can feel that in it, him pulling at me. It's like when I walk out my door, there he is. It's like I can't even go to wait for the bus, because he cruises around and he waits for me. And I don't like it.
Okay,
I don't like
there
it.
You go. There you go.
So I find myself now kind of peeking out behind the door or trying to find another route to get to where I need to, so I don't run into him and feel guilty because I don't want anything romantic. It's like, can we just go have lunch? Can we just have breakfast and leave it at that?
Right. Look at that. It sounds like you're identifying some really healthy boundaries there in that.
Yes, yes. But thank you for that, because you're spot on with that. That's exactly how I felt in my solar plexus.
Well, thank you for acknowledging that. Because I'm going, do I say it to her or do
you're
I not
right.
say it to her? Because it might trigger, but it's like, good that you accept that. Good for you.
You're right. Instead of me standing up saying, you know what, breakfast was great, but this is as far as I want to go.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
you have the right to say that. Did you know that? You have the right to say that.
Exactly. But no, I never knew I had the right. That's why I'm running around the city trying to avoid him instead of saying, you know what, breakfast was great, but I'm making him known. I feel uncomfortable because I feel that you're following me.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're right. Oh, my
gosh.
Now
you get to change that. Welcome to 2014.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
You're welcome.
I'm so glad you picked that up and brought that to my attention.
Not a problem.
I really am. You're spot
well,
on.
Not a problem. That's what I do it for.
That's
it just
true.
Helps you shift, doesn't it?
Yes.
That's what the show's about.
Wow. Wow. Because here I am, peeky. I'm a grown woman. Why am I peeking out my door?
Well, now you know what to do this weekend.
That's
so
what you know
for it.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, good luck.
Yes, thank
yes.
you. Thank you so
thank
much for
you.
Calling in.
Thank you, ladies. Many, many blessings.
Have a great
to
weekend.
You. Thank you. You as well.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling
Hello?
From?
Hi, my name is Brittany.
Great.
I'm calling from New Jersey.
What was that, Brittany?
Yes.
Okay.
Brittany, do you have a question or a comment that you'd like to ask or say?
Yeah, I just was wondering if you saw 2014 going better. 2013 is kind of just a standstill.
for many, Brittany.
Yeah.
Yeah, right away I heard new beginnings. So definitely going to be a much better year.
I'm also hearing for you to be proactive, that you, when you're getting ideas, to start putting them down on paper and start setting up goals so you can start putting them into manifestation form so that they come into fruition in physical form of whatever it is that you want. So if it's relationships, if it's whatever it is that you want.
I'm
going to
wait on that for right now.
Start acting
yeah,
on that. Yep.
Okay.
And if you've done things in 2013 and you're still waiting for them, just know you're holding the space for them. And it might be to where if it's really something that's your heart's desire to reexamine it, to look at it differently and look at what it is that you really are wanting. So whatever it is, if it's a job that you're wanting, whatever accomplishment that you're wanting, but it's really going forward because now you have the energy to do it. That's what 2014 is all about. So.
And use this month of January as a use the whole month as a reflection time and journal a lot. Make sure you write down what it is that you no longer you want in your life, what no longer serves you, what behaviors no longer serve you, and what you want to see your year as. Because this is a good, very good month for you to manifest.
That's
and don't
chance.
Just stay, don't stay happened. In the dwelling of it. Don't just stay in the dwelling of it.
Yeah,
write it down,
like
but start going, okay, be clear on what it is you want. Be really clear on what it is that you want because
okay.
you're going to manifest fast.
Yeah.
You'll manifest fast.
Good, because I've had problem. Yeah, I feel like I was really good at it a few years ago and not so good at it anymore.
Yeah. No, definitely use this month to clear it all out.
Yep.
And then you'll be... Yeah, the rest of your year will go really well for you.
And have that confidence, Brittany. Have that confidence. You're worthy and deserving of having what it is that you want.
Okay, great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend.
Yes, have a great
you
weekend.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And let's see. Oh, we lost a couple callers. Okay. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
I'm on the phone. Okay, hold on a second.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm on.
Hi, who are we speaking with? Hello? Oh, okay, I'll put you back on hold. We'll go to our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, how are you? Rosemary from New Jersey.
And what was your first name again?
Rosemaria.
Oh, Rosemaria from New Jersey. How you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Very good. Do you have a question or a comment?
Whatever you can pick up with good energy for 2014 for me for the next couple of months. Anything good happening, I hope?
Yeah. You need to know for highest and best good right now.
I'm hearing reorganization. So just kind of reorganizing. If you can reorganize your life, reorganize maybe priorities. That's a big one for you to get you moving forward.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I'm pretty much organized. I just need to go shoot what I'm going after. I just got to organize it, where to go, when to go.
Yeah.
I mean.
Right. You just need to put it down on paper and kind of rethink, okay, this is what I have this in mind, but I need to reorganize it better. I need to put my goals better. I need to reorganize them. I need to have my priorities. They're just saying to shift that around and redo it.
Okay. Cool.
And I'm hearing travel, and I'm asking, what about travel? And I'm hearing physical travel, but they're using humor with it. So it could be to where, have you been a homebody lately, to where you're staying more put?
In the location where I'm at now. I just came back. I'm planning to go back.
Oh, you just came back from a vacation?
Not a vacation. My other home.
Oh,
another country.
Home. Oh, okay. Well, then the travel. Okay, I got that. So I'm going, okay, what about that? Well, you're
going
to be doing more of it. You're going to be doing more of it, but it's also with what Marie also said. It's reexamining in your physical home, looking at what needs to be taken care of and tending to areas I'm hearing that have been ignored. And it would make sense with every single room in our house represents parts of us internally, just so you know that. Our bedrooms, our kitchen, the living room, the dining area, it all represents certain parts of us. And you're in a very creative time period right now, a very creative time period. But it sounds, and what I see with you, I see and feel all this mumbo-jumbo, and I don't know if it's because you're not quite clear on what it is that you want to do. And with what Marie's saying, you need to sit here and organize. I think it's organization of thoughts. What is your priority? What needs to be taken care of first? So let's say maybe you need to tend to doing things for yourself, but you've been putting you on the back burner and taking care of everything else around you. That's a priority that you need to reexamine. That's just an example. Just an example.
I'm also hearing you need to move stuff around in your home because you need to move the energy around. So you need to reorganize parts of your house as well and move things because the energy is stagnant.
And that's feng shui. That's easy. That's easy. It's easy to do.
Relocate, that's why, back home, so completely.
Yep. So it will be a much better year for you, but it's just really making decisions, writing down what your priorities are, and you need to start putting yourself first and foremost and not everything else before you. It's not to be neglectful of yourself. So whatever it is that you do for a living or whatever it is that you do, it's about prioritizing you. So what do you need to do? If you need to bring more joy and happiness into your life, guess what? What's going to bring you more joy and happiness into your life? But that's something that only you can sit here and figure out. But if you're busy doing all this other stuff, keeping yourself busy, not everybody can sit here and when we're on the go, 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 we can't always figure out, what do I really, really want? What do I really want? So this is an opportunity, just like Marie said, it's sitting down and just really getting organized. A good way of doing that is journaling. So you can decide what are my priorities? What do I need? This is the year. It's about me.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing for me. And then everything else will fall into place. Everything else will fall into place.
Yeah, I just got to finish up something here first. So before
there
I do
you
anything
go.
Else.
Yep.
So it's
yep.
already in a process.
recognizing just the tone of your voice, you feel very tired. So you've been pushing yourself. So it's like, you know, are you doing it for the right reasons? And you have that's an opportunity to reexamine that stuff.
Yeah, cool.
Remember, you're important.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
All right.
So good luck to you.
Good luck.
Thanks.
You're
welcome.
Have a good weekend.
Yes, bye.
You too.
Bye. Okay, so if you want to call in, the number is 347-327-9360, and while we wait for more callers, we had a few drop, so maybe they couldn't hold on so long.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know,
this month is a really good month for reflection, too, as you start the new year. So generally speaking, if you're, you know, feeling the leftover drudgeries of 2013, use this month to kind of work your way and release it out so that you can get rid of it and move forward. I think 2014, the energies feel really, really good. So
far, yes,
yeah.
Thank God.
And I think this is going to be a big turnaround year for everybody. So, you know, get rid of whatever you didn't finish at the end of the year and use this month to do that.
I also think it's a perfect opportunity, you know, for those of you who are going, what am I supposed to do next? It's really taking the opportunity of really surrendering to your soul and just saying that out loud, I surrender to my soul. And you'll be amazed at how you'll start coming into alignment with your soul and start getting messages, whether through dreams, whether it's from a person who comes into your life and it seems to be a recurring theme that they're talking to you about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a perfect opportunity. And it might be ideas that are planted in your head where all of a sudden, you know, here you're going, what am I supposed to do? I need change in my life. And what if all of a sudden you have this idea and it's very creative, but you're going, I can't do it. Get out of that thought. Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Just go, okay, I know this is out of my comfort zone, but then ask for the steps and that you have clarity on what the next part of how you're supposed to put that into action. Because you were given an idea, write it down, and then start setting up goals for it. And then you're going to watch it come into fruition because it's going to be able to manifest because then you're going to have clearer thoughts on that. So I think that's, for me, the feeling of what January is about. So finish up the tail end of whatever you need to be done with.
Yep.
But be done with it. You're done with the past. The past was just a minute ago, you guys. And it could be years ago. It could be lifetimes ago. It doesn't matter when it was. But the past is over and done with.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So let's get on another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Rhonda and I'm calling from Phoenix.
Robin?
Rhonda.
Oh, Rhonda. How you doing, Rhonda?
I'm good. I'm just looking to see what's coming up for me in a love life for 2014.
God, I first and foremost have to say you have fabulous energy. Mm-hmm. Fabulous. Oh, you've been doing your work.
I'm trying. How's that?
You must be sitting out in the vortexes.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Maybe I've wished for a creative one right above my head, and it's coming true.
There you go. Love life.
Well, I'm just picking up a huge heart, so there's someone coming in. Someone, and this heart is really full of light. So you're attracting someone who is of the same light level as you, which is going to be fantastic.
I'm hearing something to do with May, middle of May.
Okay.
Whether or not they enter into your life in May, but before you know it, May will be here, or if the next big step will be in May. I don't know, but May is a very big month for you, the middle of May. And it feels like partnership.
Could it be someone from my past or someone new?
I'm hearing new.
Yeah, I'm hearing new.
And he's been working on his stuff, and he has fantastic energy, too.
But you know what? Because you brought up the past, I'm hearing somebody. I'm hearing two males that are going to be coming in from the past, but it's not about reestablishing relationships with them. There's going to be closure on their part and on your part, and it's going to help them with moving forward and you, too, even propel you even more than what you are already. So cool.
Okay. Terrific.
Yeah.
So we just have to
good luck
this
to you, Rhonda.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, so we will get another person on. Computer's being slow. There we go. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Nobody's there. Okay, anyways, guys.
Well, I'll put you back on hold and we'll pop you in a minute. So, anyway, 347-327-9360. If you have a question or a comment, we'd love to hear from you.
And there's a lot that's still energetically going on. I don't know where everybody is around the world, but I know, like, in the Minnesota area, they're already proclaiming that we're supposed to have really, really nasty weather, which we've had.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be on Monday. Well, anytime we have these bursts of this really, really burr cold weather, that means there's massive stuff going on with the barometric pressure and everything and planetary shifts. So just be prepared that you could have some stuff coming up this weekend, but you don't have to get into it thinking you're falling backwards. Just remember it's an opportunity to look at, hey, did I let it go?
Mm-hmm.
And if not, thank you to remind me that I'm still holding on to this stuff and I'm letting it go. So 2014 feels fantastic. Numerology, it's the number 7.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's endings and beginnings. And I heard somebody saying it's supposed to be the year of good luck. So it's like, bring it on. Bring
yeah,
it on.
I think Chinese New Year is the year of the horse, which is a really good a good luck year. So,
ooh, good, good, good.
Yeah, so it should be a really good year. Okay, I'm going to try this person again. Hi, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Abby. I'm calling from Jeffersonville, Indiana.
Abby, love your name. Yeah. Do you have a question or a comment?
I do have a question. I wonder what you see coming up for me and in 2014, I like that you mentioned that it will be a lucky year because 2013 wasn't. So I think for a lot of people, but
yeah.
So
that's neat.
What do you see?
Oh. What's right? I heard new opportunities and new job. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
New beginnings, new beginnings. Mm-hmm. So welcome them, even if you're not comfortable with them. You know, as long as they're not harmful to you, but it might be to where they're out of your comfort zone, just know that there's really cool life lessons and experiences to be had with them. You're going to be trying a lot of new things this year, and it's going to happen really fast for you.
Yeah, okay.
And you're going to feel like you've lost your footing, but know that all is well, because it's going to happen fast.
They already happening or not going to happen?
It's going to be. I'm hearing it's going to be happening.
Okay.
Do you do anything with nursing?
Did you see baby? No nursing. I think aesthetics. You know, like massage and skin treatments.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this that area.
Okay.
And so you're wondering if you're going to have a physical baby?
Yeah, if I have an 8 years old, she's gonna be 9, and I wonder if a baby coming up.
I'm not sensing a physical baby.
Something's gonna be happening by summer for you. I'm hearing May, June, so I don't know if. Because there are many light beings that are wanting you as a parent. I'm seeing them line up going, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's a matter of time of when it's strategically in alignment for them to come in because you want these little new souls coming in, the energy to be just right. So I'm hearing, oh, yes, because I'm seeing many hands raised up. So it'll be interesting to see who the lucky winner is.
See, and I think they're not etheric, maybe, the physical one.
Oh, well, they start out in the etheric world.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hearing physical.
What is that?
Because I can see her, I see you pregnant and everything. So it'll be very interesting. By summer, you're going to find out something.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know if that's you and your partner going, let's get going, or if you're going to find out that you are pregnant, but there's definitely. Because I asked, is this, a physical or etheric pregnancy? And I'm hearing physical.
Yeah,
and
the
open twins could be more
than
one birth.
People. What?
It could be a multiple birth, just so you know.
Yeah, my father, he's a twin with my aunt. So we have a lot of twins in the family. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So I don't know. Yeah.
That little bundle of newness. So be excited about it. Sit down and talk to them at night because you know how to do it. And, ask for that child because remember, it's a contract between you and that, that energy, that etheric light being. So.
Okay.
Put out what it is that you want.
Great.
So good luck to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Go back to me.
Okay. Hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi. This is Gina, and I'm calling from South Carolina.
Well, how are you today?
Hello. Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, sort of both. I'm sort of trying to get back on track with my spiritual life. I went through sort of a heartbreak, and it kind of got me off of my a love heartbreak. And the person still sort of floats in and floats out. So I wanted to look into that as well. But the main thing I'm looking at is how do I get back? Do you have any messages from Spirit to how to get myself back? Because I'm trying to do things for myself. I'm trying to put myself first. You know, all the things you can say and set an intention for. I'm just wondering if there's something in particular that Spirit may pick up for me.
Does that make sense? Just keep your meditations up.
Okay.
Meditation is going to help you with your clarity.
Yeah. And just say yes to your soul purpose. That's all you have to do is say yes and then ask for the next step. And it's going to be a step, but you have to do that through meditation, and you have to be able to ask.
Right. Well, I have no problem with that.
And then you have to be quiet enough to be able to listen to the response.
Okay.
Do you think I haven't been?
No, but it's something that I have thought about.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
it's on my list.
Yoga. Yep. So yoga would be very good for you. It'll be very good for your mind. You know, and then you get the health benefits, but it'll be good for your mind.
Right.
Yeah, you have a lot of mind chatter. You have a lot of mind chatter.
Do I ever?
Yeah.
Well, we all do.
Just a lot of doubt. Yeah, sure. And, you know.
Yeah.
What about the sweetheart that broke my heart?
Might just be his energy. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Marie and I just looked at each other. We both had a look at her face, and my thumb just went, get out. Get him out. You need to let him go. You're done with it. Yeah. Clear that energy out. Clear it out.
Yeah, I think that's
why I'm
stagnant.
Yeah.
Obviously, you take something like that personal. You know, as women we do. Okay.
Know that there's better out there. Just know that.
Yeah.
And that you're not going to be on your own, but you need to do what you need to do to get yourself back on track.
And also remember this, too, that it's okay to think about this person because you did go through a relationship and, you know, it is over. But also remember, while you're meditating, to cut those cords. Do a cord cutting ceremony.
Okay.
Yeah,
because I know he's going to be sniffing back. It's just his M.O. And I have to be strong enough to...
Yep. Boundaries. Put those walls up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So just envision the walls, or is there...
Yep.
Maybe
you can envision
walls,
a bubble, anything around, that puts a little protection wall around you.
Well, I'm hearing not a wall because it's really significant for you because you don't want to close your heart down. It's not to sit here and say ixnay on Marie, but the bubble, because she said bubble. They're saying, no, go with the bubble, go with the bubble. So go with the bubble, and it's like it's protective to where he can't get through it. It's this protection to where he can't come in. Because a wall could create a wall not to let something else of love come into you too. Because we can forget that we put a wall up, and believe it or not, we'll stay there till we ask for it to leave again.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been through that just from my own personal experience. It's like, crap. You know, so to use a bubble, just saying I'm no longer. Deflect what it is that he's projecting onto you, but give it back to him with love and light and with an attachment of higher consciousness. So that way he gets what he's doing and then it stops. Because it isn't for your guys' highest and best good. It isn't.
It isn't what?
The relationship isn't for your guys' highest and best good.
Oh,
you aren't flourishing with each other. You're not flourishing with each other.
Yeah.
And that right there, that's, yeah. you got a lot on your plate just on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then your meditation and asking for the next step that you're ready to do what you came here to do. You're ready to live your soul purpose to find it. And you're going to have fun in the process of finding it.
Good. Okay. Well, thank you, ladies.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Texas?
No, Sacramento.
What's your first name?
Christina.
Hello?
Yes, my name's Christina.
Hi,
Christina. Do you have a question or a comment?
Do I have a caller ID?
I'm sorry? Do you have a question or a comment?
Oh, yeah. Well, I would like to know, is there anything, like, I need to know? And is the man I'm with, is he faithful and honest? Like, any messages? Or and I want to know, is the man I'm with, is he faithful and honest? Like, is he the right guy?
Well, I heard right away, no, he's not.
Me too, just so you know.
Oh.
I'm hearing there's been many untruths. Many untruths.
And I think, do you get an intuition that he's not honest or faithful?
Is that plus, like, I...
Do you know in your gut that he's lying to you?
It's like I don't want to feel like good feelings for him, or I just don't trust him, things like that.
Mhm. Well, that's because deep down you know. So that's your intuition mm-hmm. telling you. So go with your gut, go with your intuition. And my advice would be to move on.
Oh, okay. Is it another girl or is it just lies that he's just
I'm feeling it both.
Both? Because he got me pregnant, so that's why I'm just like, I'm kind of stuck. Should I try and talk to him about it, or?
No, you're not going to get the truth from this guy, unfortunately.
Huh?
You're not going to get the truth from this person. He's just not a very a person of integrity. So if it's, you know, unfortunately, I mean, free will is everything. You know, you do what you need to do, but that's just, I'm just telling you what I see.
Okay, so, okay, what I get and what I feel or what I hear is that he's going behind my back and, like, starting rumors and adding to it and talking to my family, talking to my friends, because they think I'm sick, and he's trying to say, oh, yeah, she is sick. Oh, yeah, she gets mad. Oh, yeah, she's doing that. And he's telling his family, his just everything. Is that true? He's talking to other people about me.
Yeah, well, sometimes people do that just to deflect their behavior. So my advice would be just to, if you can, distance yourself from him.
Okay.
And just move on, unfortunately. I mean, yeah. Well, unfortunately for that, she has to go through it.
Okay.
So, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our number is, I'm just now going blank on what our call is. 347-327-9360. So if you have a question or an inspirational comment, give Divine Goddess Radio a phone call, because Beth and Marie would love to hear from you. We have some really good questions so far, people who are ready to take the next step in their life, ending some relationships,
mm-hmm.
getting validation on what they've been going through, that, yes, it's the next step that you need to do, even though we don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
This is the year that you are going to have the best.
And also,
you're worthy and deserving of it.
And I know that, you know, people do call in for psychic readings to get guidance, and that's what we're here for, is for guidance. We never want to tell anybody what to do. Please don't ever say that our word is final. We're here for guidance. We tell you what we interpret from our guides.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, free will is part of the human experience. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's up to you how you choose to take the messages.
Exactly. And we present them in that, you know, the most productive way possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not one of these individuals who's ever going to come out and say that you have to do anything, because it's about free will and choice. And it's your experience, your journey, not mine.
Right.
So.
Right. And, you know, sometimes when people are going through relationships, we might not be getting the information that they want to hear, but, you know, the guides do give us information for that person's highest good. So it's up to you what you want to do with it, you know, information.
Yeah.
And remember, if you are feeling it in your body, if your gut is telling you, and you're getting the same feelings about a situation over and over, listen to that. That's your intuition telling you, you know, hey, pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. And so take that and examine and make your decisions also based on that. We all have it within us.
Yeah,
we all do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just have to learn how to read the signs.
And don't stay in a relationship, whether it's work, you know, and whether it's, you know, an intimate relationship, a personal one. Don't stay in it because of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stay in it because you're afraid to be by yourself. Let this be the year that you're doing something for yourself and that you are going to work on yourself, knowing that you're worthy and deserving of having good. And love does not hurt. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't make you feel bad about who you are. Remember, it's supportive, uplifting, and empowering.
Mm-hmm.
That's the definition of what a healthy relationship is. So if you don't have that in your life, this is your opportunity of looking at it and saying, okay, I'm done with that.
Right.
I'm done with that. It doesn't make you a bad person for saying I'm done.
No, because remember, you always have to take care of you first.
Yes. Yep.
Always take care of you first.
Yep.
And, yeah, never be afraid to take care of you.
And if anybody comes into your life every time you try to make this change, all that is somebody else's ego coming in. You have to be the one who's strong enough to say, I don't have to react the way I did in the past and do it out of guilt. I'm doing this because if it's not heart-based, then don't even bother doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You want everything from this moment on to come from your heart. And if not, let it go. You don't need to be doing it. You don't need to have that experience. And if you are having that experience, examine it.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you choosing to have that experience? What are you getting out of it? Seriously.
Exactly.
What are you getting out of it?
Exactly.
So ask for the newness. Ask for the light. Yeah, yeah.
So, well, unless someone else calls in the next 10 seconds, I think we'll probably wrap it up.
Have we been on for an hour already?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow, cool.
Yeah.
Cool beans.
So, anyway, we wish you all a really good
Happy
2014.
New Year.
Yeah, and hope that everything goes the way you want it. And just keep an eye out on our Facebook page, and we will be announcing what our show, next show will be about. And it'll be on a week from this coming Tuesday. So that'll be our first show, and then we'll be back weekly for the phone and Fridays after that. So everyone have a fabulous weekend, and
yeah.
We send you love and light.
Bye. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.